dictating a medical report. Put medical report in bold at the top of the report. On the left-hand side, solicitor's ref in bold. It is AB/12/FGH/679. Next line, instructions from Jones and Jones Solicitors. Next line, client's names, John Finton, Finton. Next line, address, 98 Prescott Road, that's Prescott, comma, Macclesfield, comma, Cheshire. Date of birth, 10th of January 1978. Date of accident, 15th of February 2010. Date of report, 15th of April 2010. Review of notes, none. Occupation, welder. Identification, passport. First heading on the next page, bold and underlined accident at 2 p.m. on 15th of February 2010. Mr. Finton was travelling in Macclesfield in a Nissan Almera, fitted with seatbelts and headrests. Full stop. He was a driver. Full stop. Without warning, whilst turning right, another vehicle impacted with the rear of his vehicle. Full stop. The impact of the vehicle was to the front. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, movement of client on impact. He suffered a force flexion extension movement of his neck without rotation. Full stop. Next heading, immediate symptoms, bold and underlined. He had no immediate symptoms. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, chronological progression of physical symptoms. Next line, the next day he developed pain in his neck and across his shoulders. Full stop. He went to Green Bank Accident and Emergency Department where he was examined, comma, no x-rays were taken and whiplash style injury was diagnosed. Full stop. He was discharged with advice. Full stop. The pain was severe for 1 week, interfering with sleep and needing analgesics, and then improved. Full stop. He had 6 sessions of physiotherapy which have proved helpful. Full stop. Next heading, chronological progression of psychological symptoms. There have been no serious psychological symptoms associated with the accident. Next heading, current symptoms and treatment. He has intermittent pain in his left arm. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, past medical history. He gives no past medical history of note, no previous history of accidents. Full stop. No history of stress disorder or depression. Full stop. No history of musculoskeletal problems. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, loss consequential to injury. He is a welder and had 2 weeks off work following his accident. Full stop. I would regard this as reasonable considering the nature of his injuries and the nature of his occupation. Full stop. The accident had no other effect on his social or domestic life. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, on examination, he is a man of normal build with a normal gait. Full stop. New paragraph, examination of his upper limbs is normal. Full stop. New paragraph, examination of his cervical spine shows a full range of movement actively and passively in all directions. There was no muscular tenderness. New paragraph, flexion, extension of his lumbosacral spine was full. The straight leg raising was full. There was no spinal tenderness. Full stop. New paragraph, there were no other marks, comma, scars or bruises and no inappropriate responses. Full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, summary and conclusions. As a result of a road traffic accident on 15th of February 2010, Mr. Finton sustained a whiplash injury to his cervical spine. The injuries sustained are compatible with the accident. Full stop. There were no adverse features associated with the accident. Full stop. Consequent to the accident, he had severe pain in his neck and shoulders for 1 week, which then improved. Full stop. He is not yet asymptomatic in that he still has some residual intermittent pain in his right arm. Full stop. New paragraph. Psychologically, there has been no consequence of the accident. Full stop. New paragraph. The accident caused him to have 2 weeks off work but did not otherwise interfere with his lifestyle. Full stop. New paragraph. Examination shows that movement of his cervical spine and lumbosacral spine is full and pain-free actively and passively in all directions. Full stop. The next heading, prognosis, bold underlined. In my opinion, on the balance of probability, full physical recovery can be anticipated from the effects of the accident at a time within 6 months of the date of the accident. Full stop. I base my opinion on the facts that recovery to date has been satisfactory, comma, the range of movements of his cervical spine is full and there were no adverse features associated with the accident. Full stop. New paragraph. I have no further recommendation regarding further investigations, comma, specialist opinion or treatment. Full stop. New paragraph. The client is a good historian and his injuries are consistent with the accident. Full stop. The injuries will have no long-term effect on his future work prospects. Full stop. New paragraph. The contents of this report are true to the best of my knowledge. Full stop. Next heading, review of medical records. The report has been compiled without access to his general practitioner notes. In my opinion, Examination of the notes is not required as the client is a good and reliable historian and the injuries sustained are compatible with the accident described, full stop. Next heading, declaration underlined. I'm a general practitioner. I've been a member of the Royal College of General Practitioners since 1968. I've been in general practice since 1964. John Fenton was seen by me on 15th of April 2010. The instruction was taken from Jones and Jones Solicitors for the purpose of preparation of a medical legal opinion with regard to an accident on 15th of February 2010, full stop. New paragraph. The opinion was prepared with the benefit of a clinical interview and a clinical examination, full stop. New paragraph. I understand my duties to the court and this opinion has been compiled with the duty rule 35,10, open brackets 2, close brackets, full stop. I understand the expert's duty is to help the court on matters within my expertise. I confirm that I have made clear which facts and matters referred to in this report are within my own knowledge and which are not, full stop. Those that are within my own knowledge I confirm to be true, full stop. The opinions I have expressed represent my true and complete professional opinions on matters to which they refer, full stop. I understand that my duty as expert witnesses to the court, full stop. I have complied with that duty. This report includes all matters relevant to the issues on which my expert evidence is given. I have given details in this report of any matters which might affect the validity of this report, full stop. End of report. Thank you.